live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Nice to have all of you aboard with us for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone, as we now get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Well, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 13th. We mentioned last hour that immediately following last week's live broadcast, Mary and I flew down to Miami. We boarded the all-new Oceana Allura for a showcase sailing as part of its inaugural launch. We also spent time with the chief luxury officer of Regent and Oceana, Jason Montague, and Oceana's chief commercial officer, Nathan Hickman, who was on the show with us last hour. And we experienced all their offering during a trip over to the Nassau, Bahamas.
We did. And something we haven't experienced on other cruise ships that's offered on Oceana is their Link Digital Center. And it really is something every traveler can enjoy when on board their ships. During our travels with them this week, we connected with social media manager Eric Rivera and digital concierge Catherine Smith. Here's some of our conversation with them.
Eric, you know, here on Oceana Allura, travelers will find the Link Digital Center. Mary and I have spent some time while we've been here on the ship getting to know the program. We're actually really pleased to see something like this on a cruise ship. So I want you to explain the program, how it works, and its range.
Sure. So the Link Digital Center, the Link Digital Program, as we call it as well, really started because, you know, the Apple Genius Bar, a lot of people know that concept. You would go into an Apple store. They have these classes to learn about their iOS, their Apple smartphones. It's really everything that has to do with their Apple products. But we saw that our demographic is really the one that was taking a lot of these classes.
Sure.
So we kind of decided, you know, how would this work on board? We always talk about experiential learning, culture travelers, that they are guests that really want to learn. And so the idea was to develop classes where they would have this safe space to really ask the questions that were on their mind when it comes to tech. A lot of our guests had told us, you know, they felt a little bit behind the curve when it came to tech. So this is really a place where they can really ask those questions, learn, have fun with it. And really, we've been pleasantly surprised of how it's taken off because guests really enjoy it.
And these classes are included. They're complimentary. There's such a wide range of classes from social media to AI to photography. And Catherine, as Robert and I have spent some time on the Oceana Allura this week, we spoke with CCO Nathan Hickman. And of course, he talked very fondly about the culinary kitchen experience. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about one of your newest classes, Snap and Savor, where you're combining photography and food.
It's really an amazing class. So guests can register and then with the culinary experience, they get to learn how to take better food photography along the way. So we make a lovely dish with the chef and then we bring it to the side. I give them beautiful tips on how to get great lighting, angles, and really capture the essence and taste of their food.
And that's going to be very popular. It's being piloted
Super
right
popular.
Now, but it's going live in January, correct, on the Allura?
To my knowledge, yes.
Yes, okay.
We're very excited.
And then just to clarify, people can register for these classes. They're offered throughout the day on sea days and on port days, correct?
Yes, port days in the afternoon.
Okay, correct. And if they can't get into a class or they're busy, are there options for them to take these classes outside the classroom?
So not the Snap and Savor, but we have all the other classes on iPads that guests can take out and enjoy at their own leisure.
What we liked about that was, you know, listen, if you, you know, instead of going to sleep at night by reading a book, you actually can take and go take a class and so forth as well, which was certainly a nice idea. So, Eric, to bring this back, you know, these digital classes, they can be a lot of fun, right? Certainly being in that environment, there's a camaraderie with everybody. But at the same point, if you just want to go somewhere quiet on the ship, you can do that through the iPad, as Catherine just said. You know, you also offer some practical tips. You know, for example, there's smartphone protection for privacy breaches and more. We talked about photography. So can you give some more specifics to folks listening if they still aren't exactly sure what we're talking about with the Link Digital Center?
Sure. So one of the things about Oceana is we really pay attention to our guests. We really want to get their feedback. And one of the things they always talk to us about that they wanted to learn, aside from photography, which you mentioned, aside from, you know, smartphone, how to use their smartphone, was privacy, you know, learning how to feel safe in the digital world right now. So online privacy basics, how can you make your private information safe? You know, we tell them tips and tricks, you know, don't give out your information on, let's say, via text. You know, we also tell them how to lock down their smartphone, how to lock lock down their browsers when they're searching for things so that, you know, they're not giving out any private information, all that kind of stuff that you would want to do to keep yourself safe online. So that's one of the courses that has really been incredibly popular with our guests because they're traveling all the time. And when they're traveling, they want to make sure that they're keeping themselves safe, you know, as they travel the world.
There's so much value in this. About how many classes do you have overall?
So overall, I think we have about 20 to, I think it's 24 classes maybe in total that, you know, really, like I said, it go through that range of social media, how to use your phone, your smartphone, photography, AI. We're in the world of AI now, so artificial intelligence and smartphone privacy basics.
Catherine, let's go back to photography again, because it truly is what travelers love, taking photos, and it's just so easy to do that on our smartphones. But I believe you also offer, or there's a class on DSLR, like a regular camera class as well, right?
Yes, for sure. It's one of the popular ones, DSLR versus mirrorless cameras.
So talk a little bit about when people come into the class, about how many people are in the classroom at a given time?
About 20.
Okay, walk us through just briefly. They walk in, they sit down at their station, and then what happens?
For sure. So we have TVs that they can direct their attention to, and then I would present the lesson. We talk about different tips and tricks, and then we have iPads on the table too that they can follow along with. But I would be giving them all the tools they need to capture the moment.
And Catherine, do you have a tip? Right now we got listeners around the country. Let's just give them a little nugget of something that they would learn when they're at the Link Digital Center.
Well, with regards to photography, I want you to focus on your angles and composition. So take a few extra minutes to compose your shot, and it really helps your storytelling to capture that scene.
So the angles, very important.
Angles.
Because so many people like the backlight. I mean, that's terrible, right? I mean, we know that you got to laugh at it. No, exactly. You don't want that. We know that. All right, Eric, really, besides Oceana Allura, what other Oceana ships can you find the Link Digital Center?
So currently, the Link Digital Center is on both Vista and Allura, which, you know, our newest ships. There are Pride and Joy. Really, the center is there. We also offer it on Riviera. We tested it. So it's the Link Digital Program because we don't have a physical center. So what we do is we turn two of our specialty restaurants, either Toscana or Red Ginger, into the Link Digital Center.
And you would expect, we mentioned when we talked to Nathan, the Sonata's coming. This is going to continue to grow. And it has to be pretty exciting for you to be able to see how this is just taken off, this program, yes?
Yeah, for me, it's, like I said, I go back to Pride and Joy but of the ships, but also the Link Digital Center. It's been something I've been working on for a little over 2 years, going on 3 years now, and to see its growth and to see how people have really buying into the program and loving it, because I think what we're seeing is that our demographic really wants to learn. We have that, the culture traveler, the experiential learning. It's an important part to them.
And I appreciate it. It's for all skill levels. I happen to love photography, but I learned something new when I took one of the classes. Congratulations, Eric and Catherine, and good luck with this program, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You know, we're looking forward to future engagements with the Oceana team. They have a lot to be proud of with the all-new Allura ship that we experienced this week. The value they're delivering to travelers is significant, folks. That music tells us we need to take our first sponsor break of the hour. When we return, expectations for Christmas travel with our friends at AAA take center stage. Your favorite travel radio show is back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Can a security system stop a break-in before it starts? Traditional systems may not. They only take action after someone is already inside, often too late. SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is designed to be proactive, with a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. AI-powered cameras keep watch outside for potential threats. And when something looks off, live agents step in. This month only, take 50% off any new system. One of the best prices you'll see. Visit simplisafe.com/carry or armworldtravel.com, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe. You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily, because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family, because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals. And save 30% with code CARRY at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code CARRY and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now, they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com, or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, Mary and I were talking during the break, and we'd enjoy hearing about any of your experiences with Oceania Cruises. Certainly, they're all new Allura ship, folks, that we sailed on this week. It's impressive, as we said. So drop your comments to us using the Contact Us tab on our show website. All right, as we reset right now and reconnect with you from our New York City area studio on this December 13th. Christmas is just 12 days away, and that means a lot of travel is going to be happening.
Oh, my.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, holding for us on the show hotline is AAA's VP of Travel, Debbie Haas. But before we get to her, this portion of the program is sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
And this wireless cooking thermometer is going to take all the guesswork out of holiday meals, which means your roast, your turkey, prime rib, ham, fish, whatever, it all comes out perfectly every time, turning I think it's done into I know it's perfect. It even tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, how long to let it rest. Basically, it's like having a personal chef right in your kitchen.
With Chef IQ Sense, you can sip your cocoa and actually spend time with your family instead of hovering over the oven. It's a gift everyone's going to love. It's perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. As a listener of this program, you're going to get 30% off today at chefiq.com. Use promo code CARRY or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Tis the season, everyone. Will you be one of the 122 million Americans traveling for the holidays? Well, as Robert said, AAA's VP of Travel, Debbie Haas, is waiting patiently to join us. Let's find out what AAA is forecasting and where Americans will be traveling for holiday fun.
Well, it certainly is tis the season, Mary. Good morning, Debbie. Appreciate you joining us here again on America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. So glad to be with you.
Well, really appreciate giving some of your time on this Saturday. So, you know, Mary and I were in the Bahamas and Miami this week. The sunny, warm weather was something we both enjoyed. Many Americans will be on the road for sun or snow and holiday fun. As Mary said, AAA is forecasting more than 122 million travelers. They're going to be on the move this upcoming Christmas season. So I want you to give us some specifics, if you can, how that breaks down in terms of travel by car versus by air.
Absolutely. Yes, about a third of the population is going to be traveling, and that's going to set a new record. And about 89% of people will be driving, and another 7% will be going by air, and a growing portion will be cruising.
When you think about a third of our population, that is an eye-opener right there. Debbie, that leaves, from what I can see here, around 4.9 million traveling in other modes of transport, whether it's trains, buses, or cruise ships. And there's a noticeable increase from what I'm seeing here from you guys talking about the category really being driven from cruise travel. And AAA, for the first time this year, due to its high growth, did release its first, your first cruise number forecast. We actually talked about it on air,
sure,
Robert, back in January of this year. Debbie, I'm curious, we're going to get to some other topics in a minute. I don't want to spend a lot of time on cruising, but do you have that forecast for cruising coming out again next year for 2026?
You know, I would expect our national team to do that, because we are growing gangbusters with cruising. You know, the all-inclusive nature, particularly at the holidays, is causing people to want to let the cruise lines do the cooking, the cleaning, the entertaining for them. And they find that it's a great way to have a balance of togetherness, but also some independence, so you can be with your family or your friends, but not feel smothered.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's so, you know, I mentioned the warm weather that we enjoyed this week, and really what we love about travel is regardless of where you live, if you want sun and warmth, you can go find it somewhere. If you want cold and snow, I mean, that's great as well. We certainly enjoy that. You can go find that as well. So I want to know, what are you seeing in terms of demand for warm weather destinations this month? Certainly a number of people, they like to get away for Christmas to warmer weather destinations. Just toss out a few domestic locations and maybe some of the top international getaways as well.
Absolutely, yes. So if you think about the domestic destinations, four of the top 10 are in Florida and another two are in Hawaii. On the international side, we're seeing that of the top 10, 3 in 10 are in Mexico, 4 in 10 are in the Caribbean. And then you have a couple surprises that rise to the top, including Sydney, Australia, and Rome.
Well, it's summertime there. Rome, it's always a good time for Rome.
But well, Rome at Christmas would be fabulous. So, Debbie, with high travel numbers this month, the likes of 122 million, which really is an astounding number, that does mean everyone listening, if you're traveling, get yourselves to the airports in plenty of time. But let's switch gears and get a little festive. AAA also recently released a fun list of U.S. Christmas markets. While I think our markets in the U.S. are not exactly the same as the European Christmas markets, we do have some very good markets going on around the country. I know Denver, Colorado has their Chris Kindle Market, which runs through December 23rd. I believe you've been to the one in Chicago. So why don't you talk a little bit about Chicago?
Absolutely. So Chicago this year has three locations that are happening for their Chris Kindle Market. And, you know, right downtown, you'll find the main one. And it's a very cozy and festive environment. You'll find the glue vine, which is the glowing hot red wine. You can have the collector's mugs for your wine. That's a real tradition. Of course, the food we find in Chicago, that a lot of the vendors come in from Germany, actually. So you'll get the bratwurst, you'll get the marzipan, all the sweets that you would expect if you were in Germany. And then, of course, there are wonderful little chalets that allow you to do some last-minute shopping for some really unique gifts that you probably won't see others giving.
Yeah, I think that that's very true.
I love they bring vendors in from Germany.
You know, well, Detroit has. You know, we've done other parts, certainly, of the country. Atlanta has a Chris Kindle Market that runs, I think, until the 24th. Here in New York, Debbie, you know, we've got Bryant Park, Union Square Markets. But we do have to talk about the European Christmas markets. You know, I'm sure you have favorites. I mean, a few years ago now, Mary and I, we spent time in Germany and Austria for their Christmas markets. Czech Republic as well, Mary. You loved that. We had the strudel there. It was unbelievable.
I love that market.
I thought Austria would have better strudel than Czech Republic, but the Czech Republic won. They won. That was great. But, you know, Mary and I really enjoyed the markets in Budapest as well. So much of that, frankly, that we got separated from our driver, which was an adventure, but it's a whole other topic for another show. Where do you want to go for the European Christmas markets that you enjoy or maybe connect with?
Yes, well, I agree with some of the ones you've listed. Budapest was unique because they were the only ones I saw, like, having salmon over the open coals, and they have those funnel cakes there where they're basically imagine a tall pastry that's just come off of a rotisserie with the steam coming out the top. One of my favorites of all time was Rothenburg ab der Tauber, which is a really cozy walled city, and I remember being there when they lit the Christmas tree, you know, and just standing outside with the sausages and the glue vine and just watching the snowfall. I mean, those environments just are so special and just activate all of your senses. So any of those work really well. And you see that the locals are coming out, too. So it's a great way to mix and mingle with the locals in addition to the folks you're traveling with.
You know, I saw something this week, and it's not a place. I could understand it being extremely festive, having been there a number of times, but that Dublin, Ireland is a great place to go for the Christmas markets. Now, it's not one that I would immediately. It's just like when we mentioned Atlanta. You know, when I think ho, 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 Atlanta, we love Atlanta, but that's not the first place I think of for Christmas. It's not.
Well, everyone celebrates Christmas. Yeah,
But Dublin, Ireland, I mean, any experience or any connection at all to anything going on in Ireland at all, Debbie?
Well, you know, I am not familiar with Dublin's Christmas markets, but what I would say is that Irish people are so warm and welcoming. When I traveled in Ireland, they want you to experience their local culture. They love telling stories, so I can very much see them embracing the whole spirit of Christmas, which is already, you know, a very, very big holiday in the country, and really taking it to the next level by having this festive Christmas market environment there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And back to the American markets for a second, some of them, and I believe Detroit, Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, offers ice skating.
Yeah, that's right. If you were to go to Detroit, I lived in the Detroit up until about a year and a half ago, and there is a really big influx coming downtown to go skating in the Campus Marshes area, and then they also have the markets and the opportunity to just be out and, you know, enjoy the crisp weather, but do it in a way that is also very festive.
Well, the last thing I'm going to ask you, so back to the report and the forecast for the Christmas travel that's ahead for us, is there something that really stuck out to you or surprised you, or more importantly, maybe you're going to keep your eye on as the Christmas season unfolds?
Yeah, well, you know, this record-setting nature of the volume of travel means that it's going to be exciting for lots of people, but it also means it's going to stretch the system. And so the thing that I encourage folks to do, as was said in the AAA release, is that, you know, plan ahead. Give yourself the time that you need to navigate the busy airports or to navigate the busy roads and try to set yourself up to have the least hassle with that. And, you know, think about travel insurance.
Okay.
Because sometimes you're going to have a flight delay, and travel insurance is there to help you navigate any challenges that you might have.
Well, Debbie, listen, very nice reconnecting with you. Good information as always. Merry Christmas to you and the AAA team.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and the same back to you and your families.
Thank you, Debbie. Take care.
Look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Take care now.
Take care. Likewise.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Debbie Mary. Nice to
always a pleasure with her to
today.
Connect. Yeah.
Good information in those Christmas markets. It's a lot of fun. So, all right. Right now, we need to step aside for this bottom of the hour break. Next, Rudy's going to talk traveling with older parents. Look forward to that conversation.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carry. You know, Christmas is only 12 days away, so why not gift yourself or a loved one with a new mattress while also saving 20%. Sleep is more important during the colder months when we're more susceptible to getting sick, and we all deal with sleep issues, be it night sweats, back pain, motion issues, or more, which is why we are so high on HelixSleep.com/Carry. They make the most awarded mattress brand in the United States, and they make buying a mattress easy. You'll get top quality and luxury that's affordable and worth every penny. To find out which mattress works best, you just take their sleep quiz, and you can find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Now, as a fan of this show, you'll receive free shipping and seamless delivery because Helix delivers your mattress right to your door. Plus, the Happy with Helix guarantee offers a risk-free 120-night sleep trial. It's 4 months. It's a customer-first experience designed to ensure that you are completely satisfied with your new mattress. And unlike many other mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made here in the U.S. by a team of skilled manufacturers. So not only will you be sleeping better, your money stays in America, and helps Americans. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. Right now, save 20% at helixsleep.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, let me ask you a question. As an adult, have you ever traveled with your parents or grandparents or any notably older friends? You might find because of their age or physical restrictions, travel's a bit different. Sarah Greaves-Gabinin recently traveled with her parents and learned a few things that can help us all. Sarah writes on travel for her blog, Jet Set Sarah, and that's with an H on Sarah, jetsetsarah.com. Sarah, welcome to the show. Now, tell me about your parents.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the show. Tell me about your parents and travel and what you learned right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, I am 59. My parents are in their early and mid-80s, and we traveled last summer. It was kind of a role reversal, actually, because they were the ones who had introduced me to travel as a three-year-old. And now, decades later, we were traveling, and I was the one taking the lead. And I really learned a lot.
And what did you learn?
Well, I kind of divided into four things. I learned about, first of all, we had to pick the right place to go to, right? This, if you're traveling with older people, maybe this is not the time to go to Antarctica or to venture somewhere that requires visas or immunizations. I think, first of all, you want to stick close to home. So if anything happens, it's good for you to, you can easily get back.
Okay.
And then in terms of booking flights now, I very much approach this the way you would approach maybe if you were traveling with smaller children. So I would say we booked the first flight of the day so we could minimize the chance of delays. We went for a nonstop flight because, you know, connections can be really lengthy and arduous. And also something to consider is maybe traveling from a smaller airport, a secondary airport, because it's small, it's more manageable. It can be easier to navigate for people who might not be as steady on their feet and sometimes less expensive, too.
You had a wheelchair issue with your mother. She wasn't thrilled at first at the thought, right?
Yeah, you know, at the airport, I suggested to her, you know, Mom, maybe we should get you some wheelchair assistance. And she didn't like it at first because she absolutely can walk. She's just slower. But I can tell you, once we got the wheelchair and she was whisked ahead and pre-boarded and we were taken off first when we got to our destination, she was really happy that we had that wheelchair assistance. And really, there are things that you can, other things you can order, like pre-ordering in-flight meals, for example, if someone has a special diet. And definitely, even if you're not a lounge member, go for that daily lounge access pass so that, you know, your parents can have a chance to relax away from the hubbub of the terminal.
That's all good advice. And, of course, fortunately, airlines do board folks in wheelchairs or who have, are slower movers first in line, and you can accompany them as their daughter. But you wrote about this, and one nice thing that I liked about your article was that it slowed you down and that was a different experience for you as someone who writes a lot about travel, and you enjoyed that.
Yeah, you know what? I write a lot about travel, and I travel, and it's mostly for work, so I'm there with an agenda. I'm trying to pack the most into every day. So this was really different. We slowed down. We did one thing a day, or we did one thing every other day, and we really took the time to savor the moment and enjoy those memories as they were being made, and that made all the difference.
Well, I know you learned a lot of things on this first trip with your parents. Have you taken subsequent trips with them?
You know, we're actually going away next week, Friday.
I ask where?
Oh, well, we're going to be in the Caribbean for sure, because that's my area of speciality. But we're going to go to Honduras, and we're going to check out Cozumel. We'll be in the Mexican Caribbean, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And your parents are more enthusiastic than they were before that first trip you convinced them to go on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're never not enthusiastic about travel, but I think they're now more confident about travel in their later years.
And you've learned to slow down as well and appreciate it. Smell the roses, as the cliche goes.
Exactly. Enjoy the parents, smell the roses.
And I really was touched by the article you wrote. And if you would like to read some of Sarah's writing, you can go to her website, which is jetsetsarah.com. And her name is Sarah Greaves-Gabinin. And you will find a number of articles. She does specialize in writing about the Caribbean, so you can read that. But I was particularly touched by this article about her parents. Well, I wish you the very best with your parents and future travels, and I think it's all good advice. Do you carry their passports for them and sort of smooth the way and all that?
No, everyone carries their own passport, and we're good with that. We keep it that way.
Okay, and how many trips a year do you take with them?
Oh, my goodness. I think we'll probably take 2 trips a year at this point, but obviously when I was younger, we used to take a lot more, but I'm hardly home now, so.
I understand. Thanks so much for joining us, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rudy. Take care.
You too.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily, because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family, because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals. And save 30% with code CARRY at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code CARRY and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time, at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan, don't matter none. Up to 80% off, deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili, dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house this weekend. Thanks so much for listening. This portion of the program is sponsored by the team at mypillow.com/carry. Today we're talking travel deals in just a moment, but perhaps the best deals of the week you'll find for Christmas or anytime are from our friends at mypillow.com/carry. We like to give you and receive, we all like to give and receive quality, which makes getting all your shopping done with mypillow.com a great choice. Quality products, great prices. This week, take advantage of huge sales on bed sheets, bath and kitchen towels, slippers, socks, coffee, kids' items, blankets, clothing, and more. For example, my slippers are just $39.98, plus you'll get a free extra gift. Blankets, comforters, and duvets are as low as $25, and they're blowing out standard MyPillows for just $14.98 each. And the children's Bible 5-back pillows that are a great collectible are just $29.98. But wait, as they say, there's more. My coffee is 50% off. It's huge savings. So go see for yourself just how much you'll save as a show fan. When you use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and spend more than $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So visit MyPillow.com/carry, use promo code CARRY for all the show savings, or you can find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right, I have got a whole raft or a menu of deals. Let's see how many we can get through. But first, let me tell you this. It's the end of the year. This is where you look at, if you happen to collect miles and points for hotels, if you have credit cards that are the premium cards that offer all kinds of extra deals, many of these things expire at the end of the year. In other words, if your credit card gives you $300 off airfare, if you have not used them to buy your airfare, you might want to buy something good for next year, but buy it this year because you get that $300 off. Other credit cards offer quarterly specials where you get extra points for supermarkets and restaurants, perhaps, and that changes each quarter. So review your card situation and figure out what you've got to do before the end of the year to use the benefits in those, particularly those high-priced cards. Okay, some deals. Hilton says that rates in the United States, Canada, and Mexico are up 20% off full-service brands and 25% off on limited-service brands. You've got to book by December 15th, but discounted stays are permitted until April 6th. December 15th is like this week early. A 7-day advance reservation is required. You can go to the Hilton sale page for more. On the subject of hotels, IHG One Rewards members can earn up to 70,000 bonus points for stays used during the promo period, but only if you register for the offer. You will earn double points on your second stay and triple points on your third stay and beyond. You've got to go in and register on the offer, though, before the end of the year. And if Accor is your hotel, what are Accor hotels? Sofitels, Fairmonts, Novotel, Swissotel, Treasure Island, Conrad, and Vegas, ACCOR. All Accor members can earn quadruple points for stays at select hotels through April of next year if you book by December 21st. Again, 9 or 10 days from now, so, or 8 or 9 days from now. So consider that. And Wyndham Rewards members will earn 7,500 bonus points for every 2 nights used during the promo period for up to 8 nights and 30,000 bonus points. Again, an offer you got to register with. You know, one of the most straightforward benefits of both gold and platinum is cards, Amex cards, is Uber Cash, which are automatically added to your account each month. But there's a little nuance to how this perk works, especially if you're a new card member. So go look that up. Again, it all has to do with what perks you get. In this case, if you're a platinum guy, you get $15 off Uber each month. If you're gold, you're $10 off each month. But learn what the deal is. The World of Hyatt credit card, by the way, is offering the chance to earn up to 60,000 points. And that's a lot in Hyatt's hotel program. You get 30,000 points after you spend $3,000 in purchases on their Hyatt World of Hyatt credit card, and another 30,000 points if you spend $1,200. Is that right? Spending $3,000? Yeah. You can spend up to $1,200 for all the bonus points. You will get more bonus points and earning 2 bonus points if you open up a credit card thing and spend up to $15,000 in the first several months. I don't like those ones that are that high. But if you already have a card, earn those extra points. The Citi Strata Elite will give you Uber Cash as well if you link your cards to Uber. But again, on all these specials, go to the website and see the rules, because some you have to sign up and register for before, and some you don't. And some are just some hotels and not all hotels. But December is a great bargain month for extra points. But again, most importantly, look at your cards. See what perks you haven't used. You know, if you've got a personal Amex Platinum card, a personal one, not a business one, you get, $60 every 6 months at Saks Fifth Avenue. So call it and go online to Saks Fifth Avenue and buy some body lotion if you haven't done anything in the last 6 months of the year. All right, a lot of deals. Go shopping, and you'll find them. And I thank you for joining us, and happy holidays. And we'll be back with more Travel Talk right after this commercial break.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, our December 13th broadcast has just one more segment to go today before we wrap, folks. And before we put a bow on this program, as it transmits out across the USA, we're about to discuss something important that's happening across America today. But first, we're sponsored by the folks at buyraycon.com/carry.
If you're looking for that easy-to-buy, easy-to-give, and easy-to-love last-minute gift for Christmas, make it Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. They sound great. They last all day with 32 hours of battery life. We have them. We love them. And they actually stay comfortable no matter how long you wear them. Plus, right now, they are 20% off, making them a perfect gift for gifting or get one for yourself.
Everyday Earbuds Classic, they're loaded with upgrades that include active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair two devices at once, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put no matter what you're doing. Over 3 million customers already love Raycons, including many in this audience, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So go get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, today, December 13th, is National Wreaths Across America Day, and millions of volunteers and supporters put this together each year, gathering in cemeteries across the country to lay wreaths in honor of our military veterans. Joining us to share what's happening nationwide today is Amber Karen from Wreaths Across America.
Well, what a great thing you and the organization are doing today, Amber. Nice to have you here with Mary and me on the show for National Wreaths Across America Day.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you giving us some of your time this morning. So, you know, this all started with a boy from Maine who was so moved by a trip to Washington, D.C. and Arlington National Cemetery that years later, while running the family business, which, by the way, folks, it was a Christmas wreath-making business that helped, he had a supply one year and donated some of them to Arlington's military grave. So from that, as they say, Amber, the rest is history. I want you to give us an update on where the nonprofit is today, maybe how many volunteers are involved, and how many locations are you out and about visiting today?
Yeah, it's grown significantly, Robert. Since 1992, that first year that Morrill placed 5,000 wreaths at the oldest section of Arlington National Cemetery, fast forward to 2025, and today we have 5,598 participating locations across the country. We're in every single state today, placing just over 3.1 million sponsored veterans wreaths. Mm-hmm. And we are expecting numbers coming in right now. We're close to about 4 million volunteers participating across the country today.
Oh, Amber, I just got goosebumps when you said, I could hear you chuckling
grown
when
a
Robert,
bit.
It has just grown a little bit. And it's such a great story of one person making such a significant difference. I cannot believe you have 4 million volunteers. That's incredible. So, Amber, are the wreaths all still made in Maine where they were originally? And is it just military cemeteries or can somebody sponsor a wreath for a vet in any cemetery?
So the wreaths are all still handmade here. They're balsam fir grown here in Maine. Mm-hmm. And they're made here. They have a network of over 800 loads of wreaths were delivered across the country by volunteer trucking companies and carriers and professional drivers, which are a huge piece of this whole program. And yes, it doesn't have to be a military cemetery. That's actually a great question, Mary, because a lot of people think that we only do national cemeteries or military cemeteries. Yeah. Any location, we call it a location because it could also be a memorial. It doesn't have to just be a cemetery, but any place that there are veterans or service members laid to rest or being honored can participate in this program on National Wreaths Across America Day. Mm-hmm. It's a great way. We have what we call our ceremonial wreaths. So some of these locations don't place sponsored wreaths. They just have the ceremony, everyone receives 8 ceremonial wreaths, and our founder still donates all of those wreaths to all of these locations across the country, and they're flagged. They have one for each branch of the military and a POW MIA wreath. And it's encouraged if you're participating to come, you know, get your local community involved, get military families and veterans involved in the ceremony each year. So it really is a community event, and I think that's why it grows, because what happens is people go and they participate. Maybe they participated last year someplace, and then they say, you know, I want to make sure that the veterans and service members in my community are honored, so let's bring it to my community. That's how this continues to grow year to year.
So today is also the culmination of the annual escort to Arlington, which kicked off last Saturday, December 6th, and it is known as the country's longest veterans parade. So what kind of stops along the way, and has that been going on, or is that fairly new?
That's been going on since 2006. So, you know, the year before Reads Across America became a national nonprofit, it kind of made sense. We had some Patriot Guard riders and our partners at Civil Air Patrol and some other groups who wanted to be part of going down to Arlington. And so it kind of was born from that. And it has really evolved again, like everything else, because so many folks wanted to get involved. This year was a great week. We're so grateful for all of the host stops along the way. We had 3 to 4 events per day. Every day we went to at least one school where we were teaching kids about service and introducing Gold Star families and veterans to these kids, and just had some really great opportunities.
Yeah, I got to say, listen, I mean, thank you. I mean, to you, the organization, for all that you're doing. I mean,
it's
so
really
important.
Incredible.
You know, Christmas really is a time of giving, right? And you are giving in really one of the best ways I can think possible. That 3.1 million reads. I mean, you must start this like in September. I mean, I would think it's unbelievable.
Oh, we're year-round, Robert. We are a real, true year-round mission. I think that's really surprising to people. They're like, oh, you know, National Reads Across America Day isn't a major event. I mean, today is a culmination of a lot of effort by a lot of people. But our mission to remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach the next generation the value of freedom is truly year-round. We have year-round programs that engage with community all over the country.
I want to give the website for folks. Listen, you know, find out what's being done in your community. Find out more in the program. Donate. They certainly could use that. Check out wreathsacrossamerica.org. Amber, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that is, with an exclamation point, a way to end this show. Wonderful thing that they're doing there. Folks, I do need to wrap the program right now. Today's live national broadcast. Until we return next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern time for what will be our final live broadcast of 2025. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary Mae and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe and happy travels.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.